Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go. Another adventure awaits you as we go through the News Talk Radio world, courtesy of the charts that are published every week at Talkers Magazine. You'll find that in talkers.com. And here with his extremely exquisite voice in mind is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Give us an example of how exquisite your voice is, would you please, Michael?
Some enchanted evening. How was that?
Is that Gun Hill? Is that Gun Hill Road?
No, that's some crazy stage play that some guys wrote back in the old days.
That's the moldy old days.
About people in the Pacific Ocean. I'm not sure what it was about.
Right. I think it was the theme for Castaway, wasn't it, that movie?
Yes, it was. Right.
That's it. Exactly. All right. Well, enough foolish. We have a lot of things to cover, a lot of ground here, as usual.
Let's cover. Here we go. You want to do it?
Stories, people, let's go. Yes, yes.
Okay, number 10, we have events in India and Myanmar. At number 9, Bruce Springsteen's Jeep spot and his operating under the influence arrest.
But he wasn't operating under the influence. That's a kind of a sidebar story. We get to that in a minute. It was pretty damned outrageous, actually, what happened.
He was operating under the influence of perverse, rather.
Park rangers who like Trump.
He was operating under the influence of liberalism.
Mm-hmm, yes, that's right.
At number 8, race relations, police reform, and the NBA national anthem, flap. I love that word, flap.
Flap.
Right. Number 7, big story. It's getting lost in the shuffle, but it's actually huge. The Trump criminal probe in Georgia. That could actually be a pretty serious problem for the former president. Mm. And number 6, social media bias, freedom of speech, and the death of Larry Flint, who was a major First Amendment figure back in the 70s.
He was that.
he was an important person.
Every time
history.
I drive down Wilshire Boulevard and go by there's a big glass building that's at the corner of La Cienega and Wilshire Boulevard, which was the home of Flint Enterprises, which was Hustler magazine and all kinds of other nefarious stuff. I use the word nefarious thinking that's that's an interpretation, right? Some people didn't think he was a nefarious character at all, and others did.
I think he was actually a champion of free speech.
He was.
Whether you like his magazine or not is a matter of taste.
Should have given him the Freedom of Speech Award from Talkers Magazine.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But
okay, anyway.
I never
He's
read
gone.
Hustler.
Looked at the pictures.
I just read it for the interviews or something.
Yes, of course you did.
And number 5. The economy is at number 5, and the education crisis is tied with it, and they're very closely related. Mm-hmm. And number 4, U.S.-China relations and the World Health Organization investigation in Wuhan, which basically came up with little. At number 3, the COVID-19 vaccines, variant stats. Number 2, the Capitol insurrection investigation, which ties into number 1, the Senate impeachment trial. You want to talk about people?
Please.
Number 10, Bruce Springsteen and Larry Flint tied at 10. Xi Jinping at 9. Mark Cuban at 8. Dr. Tony Fauci at 7. At number 6, we have Matt Gaetz and Josh Hawley. At number 5, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Number 4, Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham. At number 3, Bruce Castor and David Schoen. Joe Biden is number 2, and Donald Trump maintains number 1, even though he is no longer the president. He is the central figure of the national conversation.
All right. So the conversation about Bruce Springsteen deserves a bit more attention because of the truth, the facts versus the fiction. The fact that he was charged with a DUI or an OUI, or whatever they call it in New Jersey, that doesn't mean that he was. In fact, he blew a 0.02 when the inebriative state is, I believe, 0.08. Is it not in most states?
I don't know.
I claim to know, but I know he was way off the mark. And it appears upon further investigation that he had stopped. A couple of people saw him riding his motorcycle through a park, and he pulled over, and they gave him a shot of tequila. And there were a couple of park rangers sitting in a truck watching him. And as soon as he took the shot, they came over and arrested him. And he blew a 0.002 or whatever it is, and they said, "Okay, you're under arrest." And he said, "What do you mean I'm under arrest? I got a 0.002. I'm not drunk at all. But you drank on the public right away or some other stupid thing." So it became clear through the event, and it cost, I don't know, you know, what at the end of the day, if this is going to be straightened out, but the Jeep spot that was very popular during the playing of the Super Bowl got yanked. He had done that, and so it's a certain amount of embarrassment, I would think, to his career, his reputation. And it was because these guys that were the park rangers liked Trump, and they knew Springsteen didn't, and so they jazzed him around. So how do you like that? There's justice, truth, justice in the American way. Pretty nonsensical, but you know, how does that all get straightened out? Once the cat's out of the bag, people hear, oh, Springsteen, he was drunk. Did you hear that? You know, it's like, is there the retraction or the correction you have on page 10? How do you get it?
I kind of think it keeps Springsteen's name alive in the national conversation, and that he will more than survive the embarrassment of this.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And right. And eventually it'll be forgotten. It also is controversial. And personally, I don't know what the truth is. I mean, I have no idea. I mean, I don't even know if they knew it was Springsteen. I mean, oh, look, there's Bruce Springsteen driving through the park on his motorcycle having tequila with a bunch of fans. I mean.
Do you think these guys haven't got anything better? I guess my read on it would be we're paying these park rangers and all they have to do is sit around and watch people, you know, who they're supposed to be guarding the trails and protecting people when they're out on walks and keeping the animals away from, you know, charging. We have so many police in this country. We're just over-policed to the nth degree.
Yeah, we don't need them. We shouldn't have any police, right? We should just all be good.
Right. Well, defund the police.
I love the hypocrisy in these discussions. I'm not saying you're a hypocrite, but I'm just saying that the same people who one day hate the police, the next day love the police, then the next day they hate the police. It's all about whatever the current story is. And of course, let's face it, the whole police situation, as per the number one topic or the number two topic, the Capitol insurrection investigation, you talk about confusion as to where the police are in
what
terms of
is.
Political positions in this country. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, right. It's pretty, it's overcome, like politics has overcome everything and spoiled a lot. In a moment, we talk about an article that was in Talkers. You actually take apart an article that appeared in the New York Times in Talkers about talk radio and talk radio hosts and whether or not they led to the subject matter of our number two story this week. Mm. Talkers Magazine, find all the lists and the stories at talkers.com. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen at 14 after the hour with a bit of advice for those of you who are having a tough time in the breathing department. May I suggest that you do something that a lot of people have started doing since we've started talking about it here, and that's go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. You'll see the story, the profile of a nasal care system that's very unique in that it's all natural, involves you every morning and every evening, taking this little device and sticking it in your nose and blowing out the things that are, you know, when you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth and you kind of blow your nose or do whatever it is. It's not fun to talk about, but yet we all know that the things that get stuck in our nose affect our health. And if you have got dangerous germs and allergens and mucus up there with other bacteria and viruses, you need to clean it out. And that's what the Navage Nose Cleaner does. You get the salt pods with it. You get the little nose pillows with it. It comes with batteries even. How about that for a deal? You'll find it, and you can order it at Navage.com. Keep your nose clean. It's worth the investment, I'll tell you that. Sucks the snot right out of your nose. Do it in the morning and do it in the evening. Go find it at Navage.com. All right, moving back into our zone here, the charts for the week of February 8th to the 12th, the subject matter of our conversation and ancillary things that have to do with News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. So this week at Talkers.com, one of the dailies, you took apart an article. I don't know if took apart is the right word, but you know what I mean. Analyzed an article about the impact of right-wing. You know, these guys in these liberal newspapers, they love to take their shots. Rush Limbaugh, when he dies, that'll be the end of everything. You know, all of that stuff. So why don't you take your take on it?
Well, first of all, they've been writing about the death of conservative talk radio forever.
Right.
And so when, you know, people ask me, is the fairness doctrine coming back onto Biden? The answer is no.
No.
It's not. It's not even worth getting into the whole thing because it stirs up fear that they're going to kill talk radio. And they're not. They're not going to kill it. They're making it stronger. We've been through this. Doug, you've been through this with me, observing this for at least 30 years. And yep. I've been fighting the First Amendment battle even before that, all the way back to my rock and roll days. We were fighting the First Amendment battle.
Yeah.
They wanted
yeah.
to shut down the playing of certain songs and messages.
Lay, Lady, Lay. War. Remember that one?
Huh?
Remember Lay, Lady, Lay and what the disc jockeys? I remember. They
well, that was say, considered, that was a smirky song.
Lewd.
That one was like, ooh,
yeah.
Lay, Lady, Lay.
Yeah, right.
But it probably wasn't even meant to be dirty.
No.
But of course, we thought, you know, when songs like the B word were made by the Rolling Stones or Elton mm-hmm. John did the B word is back.
Yeah.
I'm being very, you know, or all the way back to Johnny Horton, and we really gave him hell, hell. You know, but they didn't
yeah,
say hell.
Right.
You couldn't say hell or damn on the air.
Nothing
so,
like that.
So the English language has been broadened, and it's organic. It changes, but freedom of expression is part of the First Amendment. More coming.
Check out the article we're talking about at talkers.com. It's 21 after the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen from the DJV program and various other shows like the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the DJV Health Show and the American Family Farmer and Your Hidden Power. They're everywhere. I'm everywhere, Michael. And so
You're
are you.
You're schizophrenic. But I'm not qualified to make a psychological diagnosis,
well,
so I take that back.
All right. Well, I want to go back to what you were talking about a few minutes ago with regard to if you look at the current issue of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, there's an article in there, the reference to the New York Times, and it's, again, taking the shot, which is so predictable from them and so nonsensical about how basically the right-wingers created the insurrection. Michael was speaking to that. And so is there more to say?
Well, basically, I called the president a shock president. I said, we've always had shock jocks, but now we have a shock
you
president.
You were quoted in the article, by the way.
Yeah, I'm quoted in the article, but of course, but they only took the tip of my iceberg.
Of course
because
they
I defended talk radio in the in my interview, which went, you know, about an hour and a half.
Really?
Oh, yes. So many of these articles that you'll see two words by me in.
Yeah. Right.
I gave them all the background to help them or to dissuade them from writing the piece.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I get in the article because they feel like, you know, they couldn't have written the article without me, even if it's against what I say, because I illuminated for them. You see, a lot of the people that work in newspapers don't realize that they are engaged in a mission. The editor says, go find out some dirt on talk radio. And then they find pieces of the puzzle that fit the narrative. And they don't realize
like
it.
Like a lawyer. Tell me, the lawyer gets told what he wants, what the boss
exactly.
wants this result, so you find a way to get me there legally. That's all that is. It's the same stuff.
But you see, this goes on all the time. And each side doesn't realize how biased it is against the other side.
Right.
And the liberals don't have a clue. They don't have a clue how biased they are. That's not to say the conservatives are not biased as well. There's a lot of bias going on. That's why we call it divided. We seek victory as opposed to truth. And that's why journalism is in the dumpster. So we got a lot of problems to deal with in this country, and they come down to being true to ourselves and being true to each other as opposed to trying to beat each other over the head with cherry-picked stories.
Who we pay attention to. But you know what? It hasn't dissuaded. There are several, including talkers, several of the trades that have focused on the ratings of news talk radio. And even, you know, the New York Times says everybody's getting old, we're losing our audience and all that stuff. Meanwhile, the real numbers suggest that News Talk Radio has surged to a record high listenership.
If it wasn't for News Talk Radio, radio would be basically irrelevant.
Right. Yep. There it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to
trade
the biggest stars that we have in media today? Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and also on the liberal side. You know, there are many. Joe Madison, Tom Hartman. Yeah. You want to trade that for what? Disc jockeys? What are you kidding me?
Well,
the industry
should
support what's commonly called AM conservative talk radio. You should support it. It puts radio at the table.
Well, you look at some of the things that people are saying that run these talk. And I want to. This is not inside, actually. This is pertinent to people who want to listen.
This is one of the top topics of conversation this week,
which is
our duty to discuss.
I mean, you look at some of the great talk radio stations around the country with program directors are saying about this article. I mean, it calls attention to the Washington Post, New York Times, calls attention to the radio stations. But these radio stations that they're talking about, they don't know what they're talking about because the health of these stations. I mean, radio is off like every other business is off this year in terms of income and revenue. Well, that doesn't mean people aren't listening. It's just the opposite, in fact. So,
yes.
You know, there are. And a lot of talk radio hosts actually are talking about this on their program because they love to dump on the Post and the New York Times.
Of course.
And the Post and the New York Times have made it real easy for them to do it this week. 28 after the hour here, another half hour coming up of the Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Coast to Coast.
All right, 34 after the hour. Now back to the Talk Radio Countdown show, the official overview of Talkers Magazine's charts, the work that's done by the staff at Talkers Magazine, led by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the stories and the people. So the focus on COVID and the business about the, you know, we're talking about how things change with time and how things have changed over the years with regard to anything that's been a problem. Remember, I was talking earlier about gay men who were told to abstain from sex when the AIDS virus came out and how that turned around. So one wonders about all of the things. The fact the University of Massachusetts this week told its students that they couldn't go out unless they were going to the cafeteria for food or they were going to get a test. That should be your exercise. And then, you know, look at you extrapolate all of these various things, banning people from this, that, or the other thing. And whether masks are going to do it, do we have to have two masks instead of one? Do we get two shots or three? And on and on it goes. So where do you think, where does the rubber hit the road here, Michael, in terms of our conversation about it on the air? News-wise, conversation, opinion-wise, where does it go?
Where does it go? It goes exactly where it's going. We're doing a perfect job.
Are we?
I mean, you know, you just listen to what you just said. I mean, you talked about 15 different aspects of it in one sentence, and all of them are part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, where do we go or where does the world go?
Well,
where the world goes is to the unexpected.
Let's talk about it in a different perspective. Let me make it a little easier because that's sort of a conflicted and confusing. I know I sometimes do that with you. Not on purpose. It just happens to be the way.
It makes for very interesting therapy sessions for
me. Yes, right.
And then you know what he said?
Right, yeah. What about that?
Yeah.
So
here I am. I'm on the air and he hits me with that?
Right. So the fact that people want to blame news talk radio, i.e. right-wing talk radio, for the problem, the misinformation, people are not wearing masks, that kind of stuff. You wonder, in the light of eternity, what is going to stick when we go down the pike? What will people remember about all of this?
Okay, let me say one thing. First of all, I don't mind that people criticize news talk radio. Because if you're going to use your First Amendment right to say controversial things and to be part of a meaningful discussion in a polarized society and then act like you're a victim because people strike back, well, then you're missing the whole spirit of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being a boxer and getting angry at the other guy for hitting you, or being a football player and getting angry that somebody tackled you. How dare him? He tried to knock me down.
Right.
This is a rough and tumble sport. This is hardball, like that guy on MSNBC used to call his show. This is black belt conversation. We need to have this, but you got to be prepared to get smacked in the face. I don't mean physically, but you know what I'm saying, figuratively. So when I hear conservative hosts going, oh, they're ganging up on us, or oh, they're trying to censor us, or oh my gosh, they took away my Twitter account. Well, you want to take away their Twitter account. Yeah. you want to take away their platform. Mm-hmm. Grow up and face it. I think a lot of it is just righteous indignation. I don't believe that anybody in this conversation is that upset. I don't think the people mentioned in the New York Times article.
Yeah, it's showtime, boys and girls.
So that's my truth.
Yeah,
anything else I say would be not serving our listeners with an inside view of the truth about this platform that is important based on the premise that words do matter.
Yep. And facts matter.
Right. Facts definitely matter.
All right. So let's talk about the economy. Number five this week. Let's bounce around here a little bit. The economy, very important. I noticed that Royal Dutch Shell said that they are never going to be able to make as much oil and gasoline and petroleum products as they did last year because they have reached their peak. And one wonders what kind of wonderful conversation we could have out of that. Does that mean that the electric manufacturers have seen the future and they know we're going to run out of oil, and so it's just in time and we should invest in electric cars? You know where this conversation could go in a dozen different directions, which is true of most of the stuff that we talk about, right?
Well, yeah, you know, I could flippantly answer, let's go to ExxonMobil then, you know.
Yeah, right, yeah. They're all going to say the same because production levels are down. It's more expensive to make this stuff, and there's not enough, you know, you can dig into the corn and ethanol thing. I mean, really, how it affects the economy in the Midwest, where farmers are trying to grow more corn because it's good for their business to put corn into oil.
Yeah. So well, look, you know, follow the money. Wherever there's money being made, that's going to be the paradigm until money's not being made or until it can be proven that more money can be made elsewhere. That's how the free marketplace ties into the course of human events. So what's going to really happen? Here's the answer. Over the next 25 years, we're going to slowly evolve from fossil fuel to other kinds of fuel. Eventually, we'll master time and space and we'll be operating on a nuclear level. And we'll have nuclear energy in a way that's safe. That's the answer. The universe is abundant with energy. We just have to figure out how to tap into it. And now we're beginning that process. And it isn't going to happen in 2 years or 4 years or a presidential cycle or the first two terms of AOC. It's going to happen slowly but surely.
That's very interesting. The first two terms of AOC. Yeah, yeah. Rah, rah, rah. I saw this story. I want to kind of go back to the whole business of what is the importer impact of what we do. And sometimes we're a little over full of ourselves. And sometimes it's really interesting how people inveigle themselves into their communities. Guy owns a radio station down in Valdosta, Georgia. He also is the morning show host on that radio station.
He is
the mayor of the city. And so some people are claiming that he has he's making volatile statements on the air, and he's violating the ethics. Well, yeah, a lot of these people are, in a manner of speaking. So, you know, that seems to me to sort of underscore. I went back to it because it sort of makes, you know, we think in terms of national programs and national hosts, but there are a lot of the local people who are being sort of charged with the same thing, the mud that's being thrown at Limbaugh and Levin and Sean and that bunch. Right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more to talk radio than just those three characters nationally.
Right.
And that's also part of my job, to put the spotlight on the people that are doing it in the microcosm as well as the macrocosm. Mm-hmm. And talk radio is out there in communities, and the issues are the same and the attacks are the same. And the media is a major, major player in the polarization, in in illuminating things that polarize people, and in being part of the battle. Mm-hmm. It's some of the journalism channels on cable TV, there's no news anymore. They just come right. That right. bad president that we have, or that right. wonderful godlike president that we have. The adjectives and the adverbs supersede the nouns and the objective words. And we're getting used to that.
Well, one of the things, you know, in terms of let me take a break here for a second. I want to get back to, I got a couple of more things that we need to cover here in the time that we have together. But now, and we were talking off the air about how the focus is on some of the commercials that are aimed at helping us through the current situation. And so I bring to you the message from another outfit that has produced a very interesting product called Clear. One of the interesting things is its main ingredient is a natural ingredient that comes from fruits and veggies. It's called xylitol. Begins with an X. It's spelled X-Y-L-O-T-O-L, I think, if I'm not mistaken, anyway. So Clear, in this case, the manufacturers of this product have changed the spelling from C-L-E-A-R to X-L-E-A-R, in acknowledgement or recognition of the main ingredient, which is an all-natural product, as I said, that works against bacterial colonies in your nose. You heard me talk about the Navage, use that in the morning and at night. Well, during the day, you can take this little bottle, a spray bottle. We've all seen these. Michael, you've seen little spray bottles you stick in your nose, a little spray here, a little spray there, a little dabble, do you? And it keeps your nostrils moisturized, your upper airway clean, and your sinuses functioning properly. The natural ingredient that's in it will not only take care of your sinuses, but it washes out viruses and bacteria, which is what you want in terms of safety for all of your family. So get it, use it every hour or two, just a little spray. That's all you have to do. Keep your nose clear with Clear. X-L-E-A-R. That's clear.com. You can find it online, obviously, at clear.com, or you can buy it online at Amazon or eBay, or you can buy it at your favorite drugstore, grocery store, or natural retailer. That's clear.com. Now is a focus on the people list that appears in the charts. You can find them at the DJV social media sites like Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, and also at Talkers.com. At number 10 on the list of people, Bruce Springsteen. Number 9, the leader of China. Number 8, the leader of all things that have to do with allocuting what's going on in the world of basketball, for example, Mark Cuban. Dr. Fauci is 7, Matt Gaetz and Josh Holloway, at 6, Pelosi and Schumer 5, McConnell and Graham 4, Castor and Shane at 3. Joe Biden, interestingly enough, is not number 1 this week. Donald Trump is on the people list, so he's out of sight, but not really, not out of mind. That's the people list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of February the 8th to the 12th. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing the stories, first of all, in this next minute. Number 10, events in Asia and India and Myanmar. Some people say Myanmar, me and my shadow, whatever, but nobody paid much attention to it, frankly. A lot of people paid attention to what happened to Bruce Springsteen in New Jersey, and with good reason, Frank. That's number 9 on the countdown. Race relations and police reform, and the deal William Barr killed to give the police officer a light sentence that did the George Floyd thing. Number 7 is the criminal probe going on in Georgia with Trump in the focus. Social media bias is 6. The economy is 5. Our relations with China, number 4. Vaccines and variants and stats, COVID, number 3. The investigation into the insurrection in the Capitol, 2. And the impeachment, number 1 this week, from Talkers at Talkers.com. All right, moving back into the final few minutes we have this week with Michael Harrison. You go to Talkers.com, you'll see there isn't an interview this week because Michael was very involved, as we've talked about off and on during this hour of the countdown. What went on this week with those major media attacks charging talk radio hosts in the industry with the January 6th attack? You have a very insightful way of looking at it. And off the air, I think you referred to Trump as the shock president because the newspapers call Limbaugh and Levin and Hannity and that bunch. and the locals, some of them, shock jocks.
Don't hold Limbaugh and Hannity in the same level of responsibility as the president of the United States, for crying out loud. Either he's brought the presidency down to the level of a hired talk show host who's not elected to anything, or we've risen the importance of this business to the level of the presidency. I've got to look at it a little more clearly than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember the old song from Johnny Nash, I Can See Clearly Now? I'm not sure. That's why I said what I did a half hour or so ago, making a reflective on the AIDS virus in the 80s, even SARS in 2009 and the way that was handled. And the abuses, I think it's a great conversation about the abuses that have come about as a result of this whole business with COVID. The country has been abused. Individually and collectively, we have, in my opinion, and I am happy to say that we've been abused by China. And if we don't hold their feet to the fire, it'd be very interesting. You know, Biden, that was a conversation, had a conversation with the leader of China this week. And did he slap him on the hand? Did he say, we're going to get you? I don't know. But that's maybe what we need to be doing. And that all will play out as we move ahead here. And you'll hear about it discussion wise on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, professor of law at Bentley University in Boston, and the founder of Scamicide.com. We've been talking a lot about scams here, but I want to get into, because there's some real nitty-gritty legal stuff that we ought to talk about and get your thoughts on, Steve. Including the number one story this week on the countdown chart, the impeachment trial. In terms of legalities, under the circumstances, I'm in the woods by myself on this one. I think Trump is so disturbed that he ought to be some. It's too bad somebody in his family can't just get him to somebody that'll help him. In the meantime, somebody asked a question: if Trump had never been born, would there have been an insurrection?
It's a very, very good question because, you know, his presidency did encourage and enable a lot of groups that were already here, but really didn't have that
truck license
of support. Yeah. So, we'll never know, but he didn't advance the welfare of the country, that's for sure.
In that way, yeah. All right, so the freedom of speech issue, number six. We keep going back to the social media bias of Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you name it. I was talking about Gina Carano, who has been in a lot of movies and TV shows. She was a focal point of The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. She got booted by Disney because she posted something that they felt was inappropriate. I suppose private companies, they can do what they want. But at what point does this stop or does this end? The whole business of the cancel culture and, you know, just thinking about how in 10 years from now, what will we be saying about the things that we've done today?
Yeah, it is interesting. It's something in my media law class at Bentley University we're always talking about. First of all, it goes both ways. You know, the idea that it is the liberals or the progressives that are the ones with the cancel culture. Yes, that's true. But it is on the other side as well. You know, when I teach my class, I talk about there was a football game between two colleges, and they did a study with the fans of both colleges, and both colleges were outraged at how the referees were totally against their team. And, you know, that's what we're seeing with the political sides here. And, you know, quite frankly, when you look at the restrictions that have been made on Twitter and Facebook, they aren't punishing conservative Republicans. They're punishing misinformation. They're punishing misinformation no matter where it comes from.
And it's from both sides. There's tons of it.
Exactly.
On both sides.
Was it Robert Kennedy Jr. was just kicked off of, I think, Facebook or Instagram for posting false anti-vaccine information. So, you know, it's
good. And who decides whether it's false or not? It could be down the road that it ends up being not false. That's the thing about some of this stuff.
It is. And, you know, here's where we just have to really start looking at, and this is something Congress does, how and who does determine when it's misinformation. You know, it's fine with some of the stuff, particularly we're talking about the election and that the election was rigged and all of this. There is no evidence of that. But what about when you start talking about things that maybe a little bit off the charts, but maybe reasonable. So, you know, we do need to look at the First Amendment and some regulations, particularly on the power of social media, as to what kind of standards they're going to set.
Well, you bring up something that I talk about a lot, and that is constitutional conventions, whether we can actually get 36 states to agree on something anymore when it comes to things that are so out of date that really do scream the whole business of whether or not we need
the
Electoral College. Yeah, right.
No.
Yeah.
Just a total anachronism.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Bruce Springsteen gets himself into a jam that doesn't seem to be his fault. Or I mean, he took a shot at tequila, blew a .002. And yet the police, the rent-a-cops there, then the whatever department they're in decide to take him in. And so, you know, what does he do about that? Can he sue? Should he sue somebody?
No, he can fight it, get it knocked out in court. Got to admit, though, the New York Post came out with a great headline this week, Born to Rum. So we'll see what happens.
Leave it to them on page 6. Yeah, exactly. All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.